I'm Avi Wolfman Arendt. Thanks for listening to WHYY. When I first started watching sports, gambling was a huge taboo. You knew it was happening, but the mainstream sports establishment pretended like it wasn't. Then in 2018, the Supreme Court struck down a key federal law and the floodgates opened. Now you can barely turn on ESPN without hearing talk of betting lines or over-unders. Major media companies and sports leagues are striking huge deals to partner with sportsbook companies. There's a lot of money to be made. One local business actually had a chance to get in on the action and instead turned it down. I wanted to know why, so I asked Sean Foreman, the president of Sports Reference LLC, which for the last 20 years has been run out of a church in Philly's Mount Airy neighborhood. Sean, thanks for joining us on WHYY.
Thank you for having me.
And for those who don't know, Sports Reference, as I understand it and as I use it, is a massive digital warehouse for statistics across several sports. So I guess I wanted to first give people a sense of scale here, like how many people visit your collection of sites in a given month or year.
Yeah, we have around probably 17 to 20 million monthly users. We have statistics for basketball, baseball, football, hockey, soccer, and then college basketball and football as well.
Lots of sports broadcasters and media companies have what are called affiliate relationships with betting companies or sports books. Can you summarize what an affiliate relationship is?
Media companies actually receive basically a finder's fee for every customer they can send to those sports books. And so it varies, if you were to come to a website, click on an ad, make a deposit at DraftKings or FanDuel, you would receive, you know, that website would probably receive several hundred dollars in an affiliate fee that would then be paid to them because you signed up for that website, signed up for that sportsbook. There are also relationships where that website would continue to earn money based on the amount of money that you wagered and lost over time, up until, two, three, 4 years down the road. And so those are more revenue share agreements.
To the extent that you can you give a sense of what type of revenue a company like yours could generate from an affiliate deal?
I think if we really pulled out all the stops, it could be in the millions of dollars a year. I would expect it to be, I think, in that case.
Okay, so you're running a successful small business, but look, still a small business. And there is this carrot dangling here, which is, let's say, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of dollars. And you all turned it down. And you've said that this is not a puritanical thing. You don't have a moral aversion to gambling. So why did your company decide not to pursue an affiliate relationship with a sports book?
In order to really blow this out and really do this in a way that maximized our return, we would be banking on you and our users losing money. And it didn't feel like it aligned us well with what the interests of our users were.
It's clear that, at least for the moment, there is a ton of money to be made by sports companies, sports leagues, partnering with gambling companies. I wonder, if you see some sort of slippery slope here, like it somehow could affect the product, whether it's a site like yours or a media company, like if folks get too close to the gambling industry.
I do think there is a concern. Back in the 50s, there were many, point shaving scandals in college basketball. I fully expect that we'll have similar things happen. It's really kind of the Wild West out on sports betting right now, with all the states kind of doing their own thing and having different rules and different things you can bet on.
Just to clarify terms, when you talk about point shaving, you're referring to the idea that players or referees or people involved in the game will manipulate the outcome of the game in order to privilege their own bets or the bets of people they know, right?
Or people who have paid them and it can even be more subtle than that. I mean, the most, now if you look at sports betting, there are all these what they call prop bets, where I can bet on a certain player to have a certain number of catches in a game. I can, bet on Joel Embiid to have 25 points in a game. You can do that at a college level, and maybe, a player in college gets to 19 points and then starts missing shots, just because, the over-under on his point total is 20 or something like that.
Among your employees, was there backlash to the decision? Was it an open, hot debate? Like, what was the internal conversation like? Because frankly, you know, even if I'm just working at the company, I might benefit from you guys bringing in a few million extra dollars.
People were actually, they aligned pretty well with what the decision we made. We actually surveyed everybody anonymously, asked them, how would you feel? Would you feel comfortable with this? How would you want to approach this? And it was almost, I don't think it was quite unanimous, but it's pretty close to unanimous when we have 20 employees that, we feel more comfortable taking this route that we did. And so, we'll see how it plays out long term. But I definitely have heard, positive feedback from a number of people. And I think, maybe this is a case where we benefit by, zagging when everybody else is zigging and are able to, able to benefit from that.
Sean Foreman, president of Sports Reference LLC and a Philly guy. Sean, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.